there are many fundraising tactics that can be a little annoying to everybody involved. Maybe selling the coupon books to neighbors and strangers, pledging to support people in their activity, whatever. But there's one fundraiser that seems to bring many of us joy, and we're in the midst of the season now. Girl Scout cookies, s'mores, Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, peanut butter patties, the list goes on. According to Fortune magazine, more than a million Scouts in the U.S. sell about 200 million boxes of these cookies each year. That means Girl Scouts make more sales than, for example, Oreos. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you now or have you ever been a Girl Scout? What do you remember about cookie season? If you're not the person selling the cookies, you might be the person eating the cookies. Which flavor is your favorite? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Lee Snodgrass is Director of Communications and Customer Care for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, now you work for the Girl Scouts. Is there a lot of temptation here? Do you end up eating a lot of cookies?
It does wear off after a while, but the first couple of years that I was here, it was very tempting, yeah.
Now, the package box we recognize as the Girl Scout cookie is pretty different than the original concept. This was originally a bake sale where people were making their own cookies, right?
Yes. Originally, this was the earliest known sale for Girl Scout cookies was actually in 1917, and that was a fundraiser for just one troop. They decided to bake cookies at home with their mothers supervising, and then they sold those. This is a troop out of Oklahoma, and they sold them in a cafeteria to fund money for some service projects that they were working on.
And how did that change over time?
Well, over time, it really did evolve, and it you can kind of look at the history by the decades. The 30s were sort of when it all started to get going, and word started to spread, obviously pre-internet back in the 1930s, and eventually it got to Philadelphia, where some girls were actually selling cookies out of a local gas and electric company window, and they became the first council in Philadelphia in 1934 that actually had their cookies commercially baked. And from there, it kind of evolved, and then in 1936, the national organization did begin licensing it. And at that time, there were a number of bakers who did make the cookies. Now we're down to just two.
Now we think of Girl Scout cookies, yummy cookies, but can you talk about what the cookies and the experience of selling them, how that fits into the experience for the Girl Scouts themselves?
Absolutely. I think that's a really important distinction, too, because a lot of people will call it the Girl Scout cookie sale, and we really think of it as a Girl Scout cookie program, and that's very intentional. As girls started selling, the organization began to see the skills that they were learning, and they said to themselves, you know what, let's actually put this together with a programmatic element that we can actually teach these skills and we can nurture these skills in girls. And if you buy a box of Girl Scout cookies these days, you can actually see on the side of every box what those five key skills are: goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. And the girls apply these skills as they move through the cookie program and sell to their customers.
And the idea through here, I mean, you know, grown-ups will show up with the cookie list, but I think every time this happens around WPR, and it happens a lot, the kid usually, the Girl Scout herself, usually comes in to collect the money and hand off the cookies. That's an important part of the deal, right?
It is a very important part of the deal, and it's really what we encourage. There's a lot of ways to sell Girl Scout cookies that all fall into that sort of marketing plan. Sometimes girls will write up a little letter about what they're going to be doing and spending their money on, so you can see that they've given some thought to what their goals are, how many boxes they're going to sell, and how they're going to get there. We also have people who say, great, I will have my daughter call you. And then they get to learn those telemarketing skills, calling to ask for the sale. We still do have girls, not in the polar vortex, but we do still have a number of girls, many of them, in fact, who still knock doors. And then we move into probably everybody's favorite time, which is a cookie booth sale portion, where you really can't go to a grocery store or a local hardware store without seeing some smiling cookie bosses ready to take your order.
Talking to Lee Snodgrass, Director of Communications and Customer Care for the Girl Scouts in the Northwestern Great Lakes, talking about the history of the Girl Scout cookie and its role in the Girl Scout programs. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you've sold Girl Scout cookies or if you have a favorite flavor. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Lee, what are the most popular Girl Scout cookies over time?
Well, it's really interesting. Before I got on with you, I thought, you know, I'm going to check if it's been broken down by state. And you would be surprised, or probably not surprised, that the Thin Mints is the most popular nationwide. But Wisconsin is an anomaly. In Wisconsin, apparently, we're the biggest fans of the peanut butter patties,
yes,
also known as tagalongs. So we're different than our neighbors to the north. Minnesota really likes those Thin Mints as well. So Wisconsin really likes the peanut butter patties the best.
That's my number one favorite, I will admit. Yeah, I can demolish a box of those pretty quickly. Have other flavors come and gone over the years?
Yes. There's entire blogs dedicated to flavors that have been retired that people really still miss. And the flavors do change. There's always sort of the core cookies, the Caramel Delights, also known as Samoas, the Thin Mints, the peanut butter sandwich, the trefoil, of course, the shortbread. But they have to, each baker has to offer about 8 cookies, or they can offer up to 8 cookies. There's Little Brownie and there's ABC. These are the only two licensed bakers. And right now there's a little bit of a difference depending on which council you are buying cookies from, for instance. The council in Badgerland near you, they have Little Brownie, and they actually have a cookie called Toffee-tastic. We have a cookie. We have ABC Bakers, which is called Caramel Chocolate Chip. So there is some slight variety every year. There's usually a cookie or two introduced every couple of years, depending on what the trends are. Our cookies that have been introduced in the last couple of years have been gluten-free, so following that nutritional change.
And I understand, I just ran across a point of trivia. There was a gap where cookies became calendars during World War II when there were rations for things like flour and sugar.
Right. So, you know, you can really follow sort of how the Girl Scouts have adopted to what's going on in the world around them in so many ways. And obviously that's one of them with the ration of those key ingredients. The first Girl Scout cookie recipe was actually just a sugar cookie recipe. And so they sold calendars. They did not want to be entrepreneurial. They still found a way to raise money to do the great things that Girl Scouts do. But, yeah, that was a change in World War II.
Let's bring on a caller now. Sandra is with us in Waterford. Sandra, hi.
Hi, guys. I'm asking, what is the percentage out of the sales that the Girl Scouts actually make?
That's different between each council. One of the things, so each council determines, obviously first we have to pay off the baker. We have to pay for the product that's been sold. The largest portion, typically around 50% for each council, puts it towards their operating expenses. So that's everything from maintaining their camp properties to the programmatic elements that we offer, the leadership programming for girls, making sure that we have all of those things that we can offer girls. Then there's a huge portion that goes to the Girl Scout troops. The Girl Scout troops are able to earn money to do things like those, take trips on their own or to participate in programs or do some of those community service projects. And then each girl also is able to earn what we call in our council cookie dough, which is money that they can spend either on camp or in our retail shops or online, so that they also have some incentives that they earn too. Right now, I think the girls are trying to earn a huge stuffed narwhal at our council. So there's some funny things that help them stay motivated.
Sandra, thanks for the call. Go to Lori now in Trempealeau. Lori, hi.
Hi. So growing up in the 60s and 70s, my father would always buy cases of Thin Mints, and the way we liked to eat them best was straight out of the freezer with a tall glass of milk. Yeah,
that is really popular. Yeah, that's a very popular way to eat Thin Mints. And actually, if you're a person who's on Pinterest, you can look on Pinterest for Girl Scout cookie recipes, and there is an awful lot of recipes. So if you decide that you're done eating them the regular way, you can find ways to incorporate them in all sorts of things, from milkshakes to cheesecakes.
Thanks a lot for the call, Lori. I used to do that with the Thin Mints, too. Lee, before we go away, let's talk a little bit about leadership, just in our last 40 seconds or so. Most women who end up in Congress, I think I saw a statistic, were Girl Scouts at some point. Is that right?
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. The Girl Scout program, and really that's what it is, it's a leadership program for girls. It is the nation's leading program, and right now we have over 75% of women who are in the Senate and Congress have been Girl Scouts. 100% of former female secretaries of states were Girl Scouts. And entrepreneurs, over 80% of female entrepreneurs and business leaders were Girl Scouts. So it truly is an entrepreneurial incubator. And all the great things we do, whether it be, you know, high adventure wilderness trips or the highest awards, the Bronze, Silver, or Gold Award Girl Scouts, we really are setting girls up to be successful leaders as they grow up and into the world.
Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's Lee Snodgrass, Director of Communications and Customer Care for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. We've been talking about Girl Scout cookies, their past and present. Nate in Milwaukee is putting in a plug. He called in two favorite flavors, Caramel Delights and Thin Mints.